Can you name this instrument? Oboe? No. Trombone? Uh-uh. It's a bassoon. This instrument is often called the clown of the orchestra. And the truth is, the bassoon has a bit of an identity problem. Producer Lauren Silverman explains.
You might think you haven't heard a bassoon outside a symphony before, but you actually have.
Why is it men refuse to close doors?
There's often a bassoon or a contrabassoon in the background of the Flintstones. And remember Grandpapa from Peter and the Wolf? How about Leave It to Beaver's theme song? And of course, there's Mickey Mouse dancing with the broomstick in Fantasia. Yep, there's a trend here.
Uh-oh, things are going comically awry, and that's the way I think it's often used in television and movies.
That's Eileen Reynolds. She's played the bassoon since elementary school.
When I started playing it, I started getting these really strange comments from people. My dad said it looked like a plumber had gotten drunk because there's all this tubing and all these keys on it everywhere. And then I talked to my great uncle, who'd been a professional trombonist, and he said, you know, we used to call it the farting bedpost.
There, she said it. Eileen admits when you hear those really low notes, it's hard to think of anything else other than... You see, despite the fact that the bassoon is actually one of the most difficult instruments in the orchestra to play, people just don't take it seriously. Which isn't surprising when you get a glimpse of the thing. There's this metal mouthpiece that's curved and it sort of goes down and it looks almost like a straw. You know what? Let's just consult a professional.
And then it's attached to almost 8 feet of wooden tubing that's been fashioned with a bend in the bottom of it. So it's folded in half, and the top part sticks up, and it looks like a bedpost.
That's Mark Eubanks. He teaches bassoon at Lewis and Clark College in Oregon. And he says the bassoon has been the butt of the joke since its early days back in the 17th century.
Bassoon playing was very bad in those days because they had bad instruments. The wood warped, the reeds changed from minute to minute, and there probably weren't that many good bassoon players, so it kind of took on a role as this quirky, nasty-sounding thing.
A century later, with better reeds and more keys, composers began to take notice. Again, Eileen Reynolds.
Haydn may have been the person who started this bassoon as funny idea because he would have a part where the whole orchestra was playing and then it would get quieter and quieter and quieter and everything would be very serene.
And then... Whether Haydn was making a joke or just trying to wake people up, he started a trend that Beethoven picked up a century later when he featured the bassoon as buffoon in his Sixth Symphony.
People have compared it to the drunken peasant who stumbles into the party and is just like, bom, bom, bom.
If you missed it, here it comes again. This century, you've probably heard the bassoon on sitcoms such as Curb Your Enthusiasm. Mark Eubanks has had enough of the bassoon being typecast as the Rodney Dangerfield of instruments.
Why can't it play Irish music? Why can't a bassoon do, you know, any kind of ensemble, jazz, rock, whatever?
So Mark jams out with a group of other unists. That's bassoonists, contrabassoonists, tenorunists, and so on. They call themselves the Bassoon Brothers. Only one of them is a sister. They've released 3 CDs, and this isn't Beethoven's bassoon. Don't like the Temptations? How about Hendrix? That's actually an electric bassoon. Mark attaches a small pickup mic to the mouthpiece and then connects guitar pedal effects and an amplifier. And then there's Ben Wendell. When he's not playing the sax, he's jazzing it up on the bassoon.
There are very few bassoonists out there that specifically deal in the world of jazz or improvising. Or like the Illuminati of the jazz world or something.
The bassoon has also made a move into the world of pop. there's a quartet of classically trained bassoonists that covered Lady Gaga's greatest hits. They call themselves the Breaking Winds.
And we're in full Lady Gaga regalia. We have the wigs, we have funky costumes, and kind of all this fabs let out.
That's quartet member Brittany Harrington. She says their video went viral, and before they knew it, they were on MTV. That's right, bassoon on MTV. The bottom line is, modern-day bassoonists aren't trying to change the sound of the instrument. They just want you to know that while it can be bouncy and silly, it can also be romantic, serious, even jazzy. Lauren Silverman, NPR News.